Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you've joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
John 13, verses 34 and 35 says,
I give you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, so you also must love each other. This is how everyone will know that you are my disciples, when you love each other. Jesus says this is a, quote, new commandment. But love itself is not new. Long before Jesus, Scripture had already summed up faithful living this way. Love God with everything you are, and love your neighbor as yourself. That much was already familiar. What is new is the standard, just as I have loved you. That phrase quietly changes everything. Loving my neighbor as myself still leaves me as the measure. Loving as Jesus loves replaces my instincts with his example. Jesus spells that out a little later. In John 15, verse 13, he says, No one has greater love than to give up one's life for one's friends. He is not offering a metaphor. He is describing what he is about to do. Here in the Knoxville area, that kind of love has a name we recognize. Many of us cross the Xavion Dobson Memorial Bridge over I-275 without thinking much about it, but that bridge bears the name of a 15-year-old who, in a moment of gunfire, chose not to run. He threw himself over three friends to shield them. They lived. He did not. Xavion did not pause to weigh outcomes or calculate costs. He acted out of love that put others first, love that absorbed danger so others could be spared. That is not sentimental love. That is costly love. Jesus does not command us merely to be kind, agreeable, or well-intentioned. He commands us to love in a way shaped by the cross. Love that risks itself. Love that interrupts our self-protection. Love that shows up when it would be easier to step back. Most of us will never face a moment like Xavion's. But every day presents smaller chances to live by the same pattern. To listen when we would rather disengage. To stand with someone who may cost us comfort or approval. To choose compassion over convenience. This is how the world recognizes disciples of Jesus. Not by what we claim, but by how we love, as he loved us. Let's pray. Jesus, you loved us without counting the cost. Shape our love to look more like yours. Give us courage to love when it is hard, and faithfulness to love when it is costly. And we ask this in the name of Jesus, our example. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.